Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. That's right, Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it all night long on Sports Overnight America. We're heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. We're heard on Sports Byline, Sports Map, of course, American Forces Radio. Guys and gals, you stay healthy. We're heard on radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. We'll be joined by the usual art source, Galaxy Sports, Laura Snoke, attorney, Major League Dodger fan. Rich Patterson is going to join us from Portland, Oregon. He's the radio producer for all the Blazer games for more than 30 years. We're going to talk about, is it raining in Portland? I believe probably it is. We'll play some Barron Sports trivia all straight away. Major topics. You know, we've said all along when I'm doing these kind of shows that sports has permeated all aspects of our society. For example, you ready for this, folks? The Cuban women's national volleyball team cannot compete in Puerto Rico for a championship because we didn't get them visas. I'm going to repeat that. The women's national team from Cuba cannot compete in Puerto Rico because the people in D.C. not giving them visas. Folks, if you talk about racism, you have to talk about it in D.C. right now. If it's a white country, there's no problem. That country is getting visas. And remember now, the World Cup next year and then the Olympics in 2028. How many of those nations that are brown or black will not be allowed in based on the racism in D.C.? And now on Tuesday, Julio Cesar Jr. Chavez picked up and arrested by ICE, said he was involved with cartels. We'll find out. All I can tell you is that we have a major league problem in D.C., and they're taking advantage of the brown and blacks, and I don't think there's any question about that. You can email us, sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. Malik Beasley of the Pistons has a major problem. The NBA investigating possible gambling, and we'll talk about that. The All-Star game a couple weeks away, we'll talk about that, the home run derby and whatever. All right, back with Laura, back with Art, and later Rich Patterson, all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
If your family's summer style needs a little pick-me-up, you've got to go to Kohl's. They have everything from polos and cute dresses to comfy kids' outfits and Sephora essentials, plus more. Not to mention you can get 20% off some of your faves and earn Kohl's cash. Yep, summer's already looking more stylish, all thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offer ends July 6th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Laura, Art, and Fred. And we'll talk to you. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com. sportsfred@AO.com. Art, I opened talking about what's going on in this world. And of course, I'm going to repeat again, folks. The Cuban women national volleyball team not given visas, so they can't compete in Puerto Rico in some tournaments. Let's talk about that. And Julio Cesar Jr. Chavez, who just lost last week to Paul, picked up by ICE, saying he was involved in some cartels and all kinds of nonsense going on. But Art, you're strong on politics. Tell us what you think.
Well, I got to tell you, Fred, it just seems as though everything has been so divisive in this country. And, you know, I just watched the big, beautiful, whatever you want to call it, that just, you know, passed. And, you know, I just hope to God, and I pray for this all the time. So you folks know out there, I'm a conservative. Fred and Laura are probably liberal on the other side, but we still have respect for each other's opinions. We can talk, like Laura and I can talk about anything, and we don't get mad at each other. We hear each other's opinions. We disagree on a lot of things. But we're still human beings who have feelings and care. Somebody dropped the ball there, Fred, because I think there is something to be said about what you're saying. I mean, yes, okay, we had open borders for X amount of time. Who knows how many real people came through, got away and everything. But the bottom line is we just want to take care of our country and make our country safe for the American people, as well as the people that came here legally. We are an immigrant nation. We all, my immigrants, you know, came from both Germany and Sicily, you know, my people. And so, I mean, I'm really hoping to God that we can kind of get through all this and come to grips with, you know, I go back to the old stories between Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, two old Irish guys, far end of the spectrums. Okay, one conservative, one liberal, but they get together, they'd have an Irish whiskey, they'd say, what do you need and what do you need? And they'd get it together and they do it on behalf of the American people, not what they wanted, what needed to be done to make America better. And that's what I hope we can eventually get to someday.
All right, we're going to talk to Rich Patterson in about 7 minutes right here on Sports Overnight America. But right now, Laura, as Art indicated, you're on the other side politically. What do you think about the Cuban women national volleyball team not being allowed in Puerto Rico?
Well, I do think it's a reflection of racism, but I too hope, like Art, that we could get back to everybody working for the betterment of the American people. I don't honestly think it's possible with this administration because they're not interested in governing. They're not interested in hearing the other side. I just read before we got on the air that 144 employees of, I forget which agency, were just unilaterally fired because they sent a letter criticizing a particular policy.
And that's the day before the 4th of July.
Yeah, it just
unbelievable.
Fired. So, I mean, if you can, and I've showed this to Art, I'll sit in a bar and talk to Art for hours about politics. I think that that's part of the lifeblood of a democracy is being able to talk about things. But there's two things that have to happen in order for that to happen. One, both people have to agree on what's true. And that's getting more and more difficult now because of so many different disparate news sources, many of which are not sourced at all. They're just some people randomly putting something on social media that people tend to believe. And number two, they have to believe in democracy, in equality, in the promise of America. And the promise of America is in our founding documents. And if they don't believe in those things, then you can't have a dialogue. I mean, and that's where I think we are. I think there are a lot of people on the right and some people on the left, more on the right in my view, that just don't believe in those things anymore. They just want raw power and they don't care how they get it and they intend to keep it. And I think it's a tragedy. And I don't know if we're going to be able to come out of it. I don't. I mean, I hope we are. I hope we do.
You know what they say about power, you guys. It takes special people to understand that it's not a right. It's something that the people actually give you because they want you to enhance and better their lives. And, you know, it's just very sad. And if people have more, I think there's more between greed and power. Those are the two things that will break every civilization down. It's just all you can look through history and see it.
Yeah.
All right. We're again proving, I think, pretty strongly that the world of sports does permeate all aspects of society, including in the fall. The Supreme Court has just indicated they'll take up the voting on transgender athletes. And Art, again, the toughest decision a human being can make, I think, is switching sexes. And now the Supreme Court, and it's 6-3 one way versus the other, although we're not sure that all six are going to vote in one way on this case. But Art, what do you think in the fall? It's going to decide what's going on as far as transgender people concerned.
You know, I see both sides of that spectrum. And one of the problems I have is, you know, I think there's 24 total transgender athletes in the world.
And, 12
at one school.
Division one, yeah.
And I'm wondering if we're not getting
350,000 or something.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, while that's important, I'm saying how important in the grand scheme of things. And you're right, Fred. That's an amazing thing to have to go through. I mean, I've talked to Caitlin and Bruce Jenner at different times in their lives when he was Bruce and when he was Caitlin. And he's a very, very interesting human being, or she, or however you want to term that. But he felt like he was trapped inside a woman's body. And he's a very, very virile man. I mean, you don't win a decathlon in Montreal. Sure. Yeah, I mean, he's an athlete. And, you know, he kind of said something to me that when he plays at Sherwood Country Club in the championships, he's a golfer now, he plays, you know, with the men because he feels like he has an advantage because of his testosterone level and his strength. And, you know, and it also keeps the girls from being able to play, you know, in a fair environment. But I feel sorry for the girls that get second, third, and fourth place or fail to medal because they had to compete against somebody who maybe had, you know, more physical gifts than them. But maybe someday, if it becomes more prevalent, we'll be able to have three separate races, one for men, one for women, and maybe one for transgender athletes as well.
Hold that thought. Laura will take over in a moment. Mario, call Rich Patterson because he indicated to me that he's ready to go. Okay, Laura, I'm sure you're on the other side of this issue. We're talking transgender sports, Supreme Court now in the fall will be taking up the bill one way or the other. And Laura, take it away.
I always go back to that tennis player, Renee Richards, who was probably the first trans athlete that most of us were exposed to. And you know, she didn't beat any of the top tennis players. So I'm not so sure that the, and as I've said before, if you watch any sporting event, they're the best athletes in their sport. I mean, look at the Dodgers. They are the best team in baseball. But still,
watching the women play at Wimbledon, Laura, this week,
yeah,
the women's game of tennis has transformed so much from what it was 40 years ago, 30 years ago. There's so much more power, the athletic abilities of these women. I mean, I was totally taken back by how incredible they are.
But I think that like I'm saying, you've got a team with you know, cisgender players, and yet there's still some that are just better, right? I mean, not everybody is Shohei Ohtani. Not everybody is Clayton Kershaw, and yet they're all the best athletes in their sport. So, being trans, it maybe gives you an advantage, but what about the advantage that Shohei Ohtani has, or Michael Jordan, or why? I think it's just another form of discrimination, in my view. I do, and there's so few trans athletes that are actually competitive. I mean, most of them are just kids wanting to play sports, and they're just as clumsy and as bad athletes as everybody else, you know.
So you're saying we put an emphasis on it because of someone like Thomas, the gal that won the races in the pool. You know, she was so good at what she did that it brought that to the forefront.
Yeah, I think she might have been good even if she wasn't trans. I mean, who knows?
That's what I'm kind of thinking. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if she stayed in her. Hey. And the other thing is too that, you know, that there is this sort of. I'm a daughter of a scientist, okay? And there is this anti-science bent in our country right now, which is really frightening, because
comes from the religious?
I think it comes from in the religious right. I do.
Okay,
and science,
there you go.
Science will tell you. Science will tell you that gender is not a very not like President Trump said. It's either white or woman. It's
no,
not.
There are. There is a. There is a.
It's not true. It's a continuum, and there's also different aspects of it. There's chromosomal. There's genetic. There's hormonal levels. There's genitalia. I mean, and they don't always match. You know. So it's just. I think. In my view, is we leave it to the doctors and the patients and the people. And get politics out of it, really. It is my view. And I think it's just another form of discrimination.
And I agree with you on that. Take the politics out of it, because that's just someone's opinion, again. And we need to go with the science on it.
This decision, the Supreme Court came down and took away transgender care for minors. Who is the court to decide? What about the doctors and the parents and the kids? Who are these nine or six people that they think they know more about something that they really don't know anything about?
And they're appointed and they're appointed for life.
I know.
So it's not like you can get rid of them.
All right, Art will come back. Laura will come back. Hopefully, we'll be talking to Rich Patterson later, Baron Sports Trivia, all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress.
There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, everybody, back on Sports Overnight America with Art, with Laura. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We play Barron Sports Trivia almost every show that we do. Art, 127 years of age, has a major advantage. Laura, being an attorney, should have an advantage, although she says she's not a very solid trivia player, but we know otherwise. We'll start with Laura and Barron Sports Trivia. Laura, let's go back a mere 35 years, June 29, 1990. Dave Stewart of the A's threw a no-hitter versus Toronto. And a few hours later, this guy threw a no-hitter versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Who might this guy have been the same day that Dave Stewart of the A's at that point threw a no-hitter? That same day, this guy threw a no-hitter.
In 1990?
1990.
What, from what team did he pitch for?
I can't tell you that.
Tiny hints. Otherwise, I'm going to pass the baton to Art.
Left-handed.
Left-handed.
Left-hander in 1990.
Seaver?
He was a righty.
Oh.
I'm thinking the best left-handers in the National League at that time. And one name kind of pops up. But I don't know if he was still pitching at that time. Steve Carlton came into my mind.
Steve Carlton. Okay. This will get it. Dodgers.
Oh, a left-hander.
1990.
Fernando Valenzuela.
Second no-hitter was thrown on June 29, 1990 versus the St. Louis Cardinals. So I saw that game on the Dodger channel.
Was it Fernando?
Fernando, yeah.
Yeah.
But they showed us the national broadcast. I saw that this week, and this is interesting. They get to the eighth inning of that game, and I think Joel Myers was the announcer for the national broadcast, and he said, oh, he's only thrown 108 pitches. He can go all night long. How things have changed in 35 years. 108 pitches going into the game.
Fred, how many pitches did Kershaw pitch last? He pitched 90-something pitches last night.
No, yeah. But what I'm saying is now, if you throw above 75 or 80, they're worried about not being able to go in anymore.
In 1964, Spahn and Marichal hooked up at Candlestick Park.
16 innings,
and they threw between the two of them over 500 pitches. And they kept saying, we want to take you out, Juan. And he kept telling the manager, no, I'm not coming out. He goes, if that old guy could stay in there and pitch, I'm staying out here and pitching. I mean, that's unbelievable if you really think about it.
You know, while we take a quick break, I'm not going to take a break on the show, but Mario, maybe just Zoom Rich so he'll see that you're Zooming him, and then he'll get back to you with his correct phone number that I probably gave an incorrect phone number to. All right, continue now in the realm of Barron Sports Trivia. 1990, June 29th. The Cardinals thrown a no-hitter against the Cardinals by Fernando Valenzuela. Who was the Cardinals' manager, Art Source?
I'm going to go with Whitey Herzog.
You say Whitey? Why do you say Whitey at that point?
I got a funny feeling it was Whitey because, I mean, his ball clubs, those were some great ball clubs. I mean, they had, I believe, Jack Clark, Vince Coleman. They had Willie McGee, me and Mr. Willie McGee. I'm thinking that's who I think it is.
They definitely had a lot of speed. They didn't have a lot of power at that time. Laura, was it Whitey Herzog, Hall of Famer that he is? Was he the manager of the Cardinals in 1990 when the Dodgers threw a no-hitter against St. Louis?
Yes.
Why do you say yes?
Because I don't know the answer.
He's trying to get you off of it.
See, Laura takes advantage of 127-year-old Art Source right here on Sports Network America. All right, on that telecast, the national telecast, Laura, then play some more Barron Sports trivia. This former Dodger, who also threw two no-hitters, was a guest on the telecast. While Fernando was pitching, Joel Myers, I think he was the announcer, they were talking this former Dodger, who also threw two no-hitters. He passed away last April, passed away 14 months ago. At 98 years of age. From Indiana.
Don Sutton?
Don Sutton passed away more than 2 years ago, I guarantee you.
Oh, that's right.
Don Sutton, a great pitcher in his own right.
Did he play in the Negro Leagues?
No. White guy. Okay. Big on he had a son who was in some ways mentally challenged. And he was very big in fighting for mentally challenged youngsters. And his son just passed away a few years before this guy passed away.
I don't know.
Famous Brooklyn Dodger and LA Dodger.
Wasn't Ralph Branca, was it?
No. Carl Erskine is the answer to the question.
One of the great black players. I mean, one of the great Dodgers. Erskine. Carl. He was, wow, what a great life he lived, huh? Got to see a lot of things. That was a great time in Dodger baseball when they made that transition from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn to the Coliseum in Los Angeles. That's amazing.
Who hit the last home run? This is not a question, but I'll ask you anyway. Who was the last guy to hit a home run at Ebbets Field for the Dodgers?
I'm going to go with, it's either Carl Furillo or my favorite catcher of all time, Campy Campanella.
Who's my favorite?
Oh, it was Duke Snider.
Actually going to say Duke Snider.
All right.
We're giving her credit for that.
It's just like last week when I screwed up that trivia question about who had the most strikeouts in a season. I knew the answer to that because I was at the game when Sandy Koufax broke the record, the previous record. I was at that game and a guy sitting in back of me spilled a whole cup of beer on me.
Nice.
I was just a kid. I didn't care. But
Let me ask you a question. Did you keep any of the tickets to all the games that you went to?
I did not. And my father, I used to go with my dad, and he always kept a scorecard. And that was
How cool would it be to see those?
How cool would it be to have that scorecard from
that's
that
what
game?
I'm saying. You know, my brother-in-law has been to going to Steeler games now for almost 40 years. And he has all the old tickets for the championship games from the Bradshaw era, you know, even before then. And now you don't get tickets anymore. It's all done
on your phone.
I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? I love those old tickets. I have a lot of my old tickets.
And if you go to Sports Collector Digest, you'll find out that a lot of them are very, very expensive. And, you know, if you have them, they're worth a lot of money to you. And I didn't keep
I got a lot of old press passes, too. I should get rid of all those.
Same thing. My wife, Sandy, before we moved, started cutting those up. And I screamed. I said, stop. And she cut up a lot of my old press
passes. Cutting them up for what? Why? Why
because,
would you?
Because she was just cleaning things up the day before we were moving 17 years ago. And I honestly got screamed to the heavens. I said, what the blank are you doing? Anyways, no joke.
You got to realize the crazy sports guys, I have magazines in my back room here around the corner. that are like sport magazines from 1990. I mean, and my wife goes, okay, these are a fire hazard now. No, they're not. They're not a fire hazard.
We're paying $164 for those same magazines at a storage dump a mile from here.
And the rats are in there chewing on your inside sports magazine.
I add that to what I pay for a DirecTV, and I say, ah, that's DirecTV. It's sports oriented, so it's okay. Yeah. Nonsense. $164.95 thrown away. All right,
just there are pack final, rats.
final Barron sports trivia. After the 1955 season, the Dodgers traded Jackie Robinson to this major league club.
Where did Jackie Robinson get traded to?
He never played. He retired, but he was.
It might have been the Pirates because Branch Rickey might have been with the Pirates at that time.
So you say the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I'm going to say that in lieu of Mark Mancini not being with us today.
Laura, you got a shot.
Here. I know. I missed somebody else to bounce ideas off of.
Is it the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I don't remember. I thought it was some team in the American League, but I don't
say hit, Fred, because I don't think I'm right.
All right. How about this? It would be the most shocking team being traded to from the Dodgers.
The Giants?
The New York baseball Giants. That's what the Dodgers trade. That's why he retired. And it was right after the championship in 55 when San Diego. Oh, by the way, you know, we talked earlier about the Cuban volleyball team, women's volleyball team, not being allowed in to Puerto Rico. The guy that made the great catch in left field for the Dodgers in 55 World Series was Sandy Amorose. Where was he from?
Cuba.
And yeah. So it's like people just don't seem to get it. And but
you
we
said,
right.
Where's Andy Pires
you said
from?
You said Cuba like Trump says China.
Yeah, I did it on purpose for a reason. You know what MAGA stands for, don't you?
I have no idea.
Make America gag again. Emails at sportsfredavale.com, sportsfredavale.com.
We're going to get some on that one.
We'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Ever find a deal so good you think, should I tell my friends or keep it to myself? That's Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals. Styles for sunny days, home favorites for your space, and more. All at prices you'll love. Plus, earn Kohl's cash. Discover new deals daily and get free shipping. These deals are too good not to share. Once you've stocked up first. Shop Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end July 10th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Technical problems. We're not being able to get in touch with Rich Patterson, the radio producer for 30-something years, Portland Trailblazers. And the very first question I was going to ask him, Art off the air asked me that same question, and Laura was going to ask that same question too. Damian Lillard picked up $113 million from the Milwaukee Bucks, and he's injured, so he probably won't play this year. But will he go back to Portland? He's moved back to Portland, I think. But will he play for the Portland Trailblazers? What do you think, Art?
I think he should. I mean, the guy's a legend there. I mean, he's had some incredible seasons. I'm not sure, you know, financially if he needs to come back to the NBA. I will say this, you guys. I'm a little concerned about the amount of Achilles tendon injuries in the NBA. A few years back in the NFL, they were getting detached biceps. That was a big problem because I wonder if your body gets so strong that the ligaments can't support the muscles. And I'm starting to wonder if that could be another problem with our pitching problems that we're seeing in Major League Baseball.
Well, I think it's very, very possible. Laura, what do you think about the Achilles? Again, Damian Lillard, one of those guys who's got that problem now. And certainly Tatum in Boston's got that problem. And it's going around the NBA. It's going around Major League Baseball. And Laura, what do you think?
Yeah, it seems to be more prevalent than ever for some reason this season. And a lot of players went down with Achilles injuries. And, you can't play professional basketball with an Achilles problem, that's for sure, or any professional sport. But
it even affected Bernhard Langer, the great senior champion golfer. And you know how he hurt his leg? Of all of the things, playing paddleball.
Oh, wow. All right, the All-Star Game is coming up in a couple of weeks. And to me, the baseball All-Star Game has always meant more to me than the other sports. And, of course, a lot of that reason was that in the mid-50s till the late 60s, the National League always beat the American League. They had a big streak at that point. And it was basically, a lot of people thought, and I think it was, because the National League had a lot more, many more African-American and Black players than the American League at that point. Art, you're 127 years of age, so you certainly go back to the 50s and 60s. Do you agree with me that that's why the National League won? And is the Major League All-Star Game the most exciting?
For me, as a kid growing up, I lived for it. I made my dad actually take me to the one in Washington, D.C. in 1969 because I was a big Frank Howard fan. I was a big Johnny Bench fan. I love the National League outfield when you had Clemente, Aaron, and Mays. I mean, what do you want to talk about, you know, an outfield made in, you know, in Mount Rushmore. But, yeah, the baseball. And I also like seeing all the uniforms, Fred. The original uniforms from all the teams. You know, like I love Chief Wahoo of the Cleveland Indians and those uniforms. And that was the only time because, you know, we only got one game a week then. We had the game of the week on NBC. And it's not like it is now that you could turn on Major League Baseball and watch, you know, 8-10 games if you wanted to. And I think it's a special, special game. Plus, it was always the greatest pitchers against the greatest hitters, which is the matchups that, you know, me, I'm a baseball purist. I like to see great pitching against great hitting because 9 out of 10 times great pitching wins.
Laura, the Major League All-Star Game, the most important to you of all the All-Star Games?
Love that. Well, first of all, I never watched the Pro Bowl. I mean, it just seems silly.
Fred and I have good stories about that.
And the NBA All-Star Game is just everybody just shoots. So I think, I think baseball is more amenable to an All-Star format because while it is a team sport, it's more individualized. You know, you don't have like everybody on a football team on, you know, next to each other and basketball. They're all, you know, passing out every play. So I think it is much more amenable to, you know, to an all-star format. And it's a lot of fun to see all the other players and from other teams around the league that you don't get to see your team playing. But so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
The other part of it that I used to like in the old days was you'd have the American League matchups with National Leaguers that you wouldn't see. In other words, you'd really never get to see, you know, how Roberto Clemente hit against Louis Tiant. Yeah. Because now they have interleague play, so you get to see these matchups. But in those days, you know, Koufax against Killebrew, you had to wait for the World Series to see that. I mean,
Right.
All right, so the game will be in Truist Park in Atlanta. Cam Raleigh's going to compete in the he's going to be an All-Star, but he's also going to compete in the Home Run Derby. Now, he's a switch hitter. I'm not sure. I mean, I've seen a lot of games at Truist. Is left center better than right center, or right center better than left center? Art, do you have any analysis? Which way?
You know, a lot of people don't realize, but Atlanta's almost 5,000 feet high.
Yeah.
So the ball travels real well there. But I will tell – I'm going to say this right off the bat. I did a little research on this. Raleigh is the best switch-hitting catcher of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, because there's just – I looked through history. I'm trying to find him. I'm like, where are the switch-hitting catchers? Very few.
His dad's going to pitch to him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
Now, Laura, Teoscar Hernandez, who won it last year from the Dodgers, is not going to compete. I'm a little disappointed. Are you?
I don't really think he's had an all-star season, you know. I mean, I voted for a lot of Dodgers that didn't make the all-star team, so I'm a little biased. But I didn't vote for him because I don't think he's really had an all-star season. It depends on how you view the game. If you view it as pure entertainment and you want to see the most popular players, that's one thing. But if you really want to see the best players competing against the best players, then you have to have the best players competing against the best players, right?
Is Shohei going to be in the home run hitting contest?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
And I wonder if Judge is going to be in there either.
He's leading the league in home runs, Shohei, now. 30, yeah. I think he's got 30.
I don't think he's going to compete in the home run hitting contest. Wednesday night here in Southern California, we had a miracle at Chavez Ravine. Clayton Kershaw, who didn't throw well at all, give up 9 hits in 6 innings, finally got that third strikeout, so he's got 3,000. Dave Roberts indicated that he was going to manage a little differently, and he definitely did, because there's no way in hell that Kershaw's going to come out to the 6th inning if he doesn't have that record in front of him. And the fans, 50,000, paid a lot of money for the seats, and Roberts didn't want to get booed. So he kept him in there. He got the third strikeout. But you knew in the end, Art, tell me. 9th inning, Dodgers down 4-2. I would have wagered a few shekels that they'd have scored 3 runs.
Well, my great uncle, Uncle Gigi, really degenerate gambler, he always told me the great teams have a way to come off the deck late in the games. And the other thing he always said is if a team wins game one of the doubleheader, take the other team in game two of the doubleheader. It's one of the great bets of all time. And yesterday, it happened in 3 different places, in 3 different makeup doubleheader games. The team that won the first game lost the second game. And I wish I had followed him up because I saw it happening right in front of my eyes. But I got to tell you guys, the Dodgers, a lot of people don't know this, but their best player this year may be their catcher. He is having a great year. And because Freddie Freeman did not have a very good June, he is right there in the National League batting. When's the last time a catcher won the batting title in the National League? That's another good question.
Smith is having a great season, 11 home runs as we speak. And, there's no question. And again, Freeman is hitting a little better the last couple of games, but did not have a good June at all. But that game Wednesday night, Laura, I'm sure you watched it as Kershaw goes for 3,000. Only 20 pitchers in the history of baseball managed to do so. There's no way in heck, as I just indicated, that Dave Roberts is going to let him pitch that 6th inning, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I watched every part of that game. It was such an exciting game because it was so much fun. I mean, I'm on a group text with some Dodger fans, and it was so funny because the fans were like groaning when it was a ground out. You know? It's like, no, we want a strikeout. And then when it was the 8th inning, the last guy up, and we're all saying, well, if Kershaw doesn't, you know, if he strikes out this guy, they're going to bring him back for the ninth. I think he had like 90 some pitches, 90 or 91 or something. And he struck out the last batter. So we all knew that he was going to come up and pitch in the ninth. And then for him to get it and just the joy that he expressed was just so wonderful to see. And, you know, it's always great to be part of a moment in history. And then for the Dodgers to come out and win the game with a walk-off by Freeman, I mean, it was just the cherry on the sundae.
Awesome. Let me ask you guys a question. Are they going to get Seth Lugo from the Royals? Because that'd be a heck of a pickup if they do.
Fine pitcher, no question. I think that would make some sense. Because right now, Yamamoto, who's the second pitcher in that lineup?
May. May is actually pitching pretty good.
You
disagree with me.
They're all throwing. Snell's throwing. Right. Glasnow's throwing. I think Glasnow's pitching in the minors. Mm-hmm. Snell's throwing, Sasaki is even throwing, which is kind of a surprise. So I don't know. They'll be okay, I think.
So what's going on with the Lakers, Fred?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. They picked up DeAndre Ayton. Okay. Talented kid from Arizona, but he got kicked out of 30 games for drugs at one point. Apparently he's horrible in the locker room. What the blank are they doing, Art? What do you think?
That was my whole question, and now I'm hearing they want to get rid of Reeves. You know, now they're thinking that maybe LeBron is going to be going. I mean, right now the way I look at them, you know, are centers that important in the NBA anymore? The game seems to have transitioned away from, as Al McGuire called him, the old aircraft carrier in the middle, and I'm wondering if you know DeAndre Ayton. He could be one of those bad guys in the clubhouse.
Laura, what do you think? You're a big-time Laker fan. I'm listening to WFAN. They think LeBron's going to the Knicks, and I don't care. They don't want him in New York.
Even with Mike Brown wants him. Mike Brown wants him, the new coach.
I'm not buying it. LeBron's not going anywhere, and he'll straighten out Ayton, or Ayton will be gone. Because, you know, he doesn't put up with shenanigans. So I think it's a good move. I mean, you know, we'll see. But there's, you know, he's got some character issues, obviously, and we'll see. He might just, you know, a lot of guys turn around when they're with a contender, assuming the Lakers.
Okay, let me ask you, Laura. Do you think LeBron and Austin Reeves like playing with Doncic, and do you think Doncic likes playing with LeBron?
I read that article, but I don't buy that either. I think there wasn't any indication last year that they had any problems. I think LeBron was a little upset with Doncic's lack of conditioning, which came through in the playoffs.
And that's the reason why he eventually was basically jettisoned out of Dallas, because they said that around his birthday, which is in the middle of the season in February, he took like 10 days off and really had a great time. And, you know, I know a lot of Aussies. I played a lot of golf all over the world, and they like to drink a few drinks, you know. And I'm wondering if he's ever been in great shape, because the guy's multi-talented. I mean, but he looks
pretty good now. Have you seen pictures of him lately? He looks like he's in really.
I'm wondering if he got a personal trainer is my old question.
I think he got a little personal talking to by Mr. James.
Yeah.
No, it's a messy situation here in Los Angeles with the Lakers, and the fact the team was sold to Walton and Company for $10 billion. All right.
It's amazing how they've been winning games
up on sports overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Laura, Art, and Fred. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. I have USA Today Sports Weekly in front of me. They list the Major League teams in order of power and lack thereof. Detroit, the Dodgers, Houston, and Chicago, and Philadelphia, the top five. Laura, what do you think? Detroit's number one, the Dodgers number two, Houston number three, Cubbies number four, the Phillies number five, according to USA Today Sports Weekly. Laura, what do you think?
I'd switch Detroit and the Dodgers, but other than that, I think that's pretty good. I mean, they are. I think the Detroit and the Dodgers right now have an equal record, I think.
Detroit's a little ahead, but who's going to hit Skirball? Tarek Skirball. He's like a miracle guy right now.
I'll tell you another team that's playing really good ball right now that nobody's really talking about.
Pittsburgh Pirates won six in a row.
They've won six in a row, but the Miami Marlins, their pitching staff is coming together, and they've got a couple really good arms down there that if you're a team that needs a pitcher to get you through July, August, and September, I would be looking at Sandy Alcantara. There's a couple other pitchers on that staff that look real good. And, Houston is the surprise team to me. You know, I mean, other than Detroit. And how about Javi Baez is the outfielder? He beat out Mike Trout to become the outfielder of the American League All-Star game?
Trout hasn't played in the outfield, so it's...
I know! One's a DH and the other's a shortstop. I'm like, that's an interesting... Who would have thought about that before this season?
Laura, Detroit or the Dodgers number one in your mind?
I think the Dodgers are number one in my mind because they're so gritty. And they've been winning games in all these different ways. And it seems like every game a different player steps up. And they haven't, they're not at full strength. There's no question. Mookie's not hitting very well.
Did they lose Muncy too? Did they lose Muncy the other night as well?
We don't know yet.
Horrible news.
You're not a big Muncy fan. So
you know, I'm getting a little bit more of becoming more of a fan though. He's been playing so great lately.
They've overcome so many things to continue, you know, to play great baseball.
As a kid who remembers her first pair of glasses when it was like the trees have leaves and it's not just green, I appreciate Muncy with the glasses. I mean, that could have been the turning point.
Let's hire that guy. All right, for Laura, for Mario, for Art, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.